For 22 years, New Jersey Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen has kept a low profile while steadily rising in the Republican Party ranks. But he burst into the news earlier this month for a fundraising letter he wrote to a board member of a New Jersey bank. Frelinghuysen asked for money to stop the well-organized opposition that had sprung up after the election of Donald Trump. At the bottom, he wrote in blue pen, quote, "One of the ringleaders works in your bank." WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports on the rise of New Jersey's newly powerful congressman and the tough spot he now finds himself in.
210 people signed these petitions. Residents of the state of New Jersey who want this potted plant representing them in the next Congress.
Rodney Frelinghuysen's elections have been so easy and his Democratic opposition so weak that filmmaker Michael Moore once ran a ficus tree against him.
Ficus! Ficus!
That's what made the targeting of a constituent's job all the more surprising.
That was very disappointing and very much out of character for Congressman Frelinghuysen. He was not known as a vengeful man.
Ross K. Baker is a distinguished professor of political science at Rutgers University and a specialist on New Jersey's congressional delegation.
A man who never had a reputation of being that kind of a bare-knuckles fighter. I think he senses that the ground is shifting from under him.
That shift arrived with the election of Donald Trump and the re-election of a Republican Congress. Moderate voters of Western Essex and Morris counties realized their representative was now a member of the leadership of the conservatives running Washington.
Becoming the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, which of course in some ways is the crown jewel of any House member's career, has been a bit of a poison chalice for Rodney Frelinghuysen.
Raise your voice with all your might. Healthcare is a human right.
His new prominence quickly gave rise to the group NJ 11th for Change, which has held weekly protests at his office. They overloaded his phone lines and called on him to hold a town hall, which he has so far refused to do.
I didn't even know who he was for years.
Tom Hilliard lives in the district and is a member of the group's steering committee. At a recent meeting, he was discussing Frelinghuysen's vote to support the Republican Party's overhaul of Obamacare.
And so maybe 20,000 people knew him as kindly grandpa who always shows up at your high school art fair. But now 100,000 people know who he is as the guy who has sold out his constituents.
Former Governor Tom Kaine, possibly the most respected Republican in New Jersey, insists Frelinghuysen is still a moderate, even though he voted for the repeal of Obamacare.
Given the importance of that bill to the Republican Party and the pledges the Republican Party had made, it might have been very difficult to vote against two different bills in health care and say you're still part of the leadership.
The two men have known each other their whole lives and both come from a long line of political leaders dating back to the American Revolution. Frelinghuysen's father was in Congress for 22 years. Another Frelinghuysen was Secretary of State for President Chester A. Arthur. And another was the vice presidential running mate of Henry Clay on the Whig ticket in 1844.
More power to the Klan comprising Henry Clay and Frelinghuysen. Hurrah, hurrah, the country's rising. Henry Clay, Frelinghuysen. Hurrah, hurrah, the country's rising. Henry Clay and Frelinghuysen.
The name doesn't roll off the tongue easily, but it pops up often in New Jersey. There's a Frelinghuysen town, a building at Rutgers University, a middle school in Morristown, an arboretum. Even Tony Soprano gave a tip of the hat to the Avenue in Newark.
I'll tell you, Tony, I'm borrowing money myself to grab up parcels along Frelinghuysen Ave through a shell company. And a private citizen like you, who's going to quibble with patriotic entrepreneurism?
My uncle has property down on Frelinghuysen.
Frelinghuysen, who declined to be interviewed for this story, is also one of the wealthiest members of Congress. His net worth is estimated at $54 million. He's heir to the Ballantyne beer fortune. And on his mother's side, he's the great-great-grandson of William Procter, co-founder of Procter & Gamble.
A lot of people think of him, or at least that don't know him, think of him as some kind of blue blood.
William Westhoven has covered Morris County politics since 1994 for the local paper, The Daily Record.
Rodney presents as a very, very regular guy. He dresses in simple suits. He drives a simple car. He shows up at event after event after event constantly.
Westhoven thinks Frelinghuysen has run into unprecedented political problems because redistricting brought more Democratic towns into his district, just as the leadership of his party has become more conservative.
I think you started seeing him leaning more and more to the right as his party leaned more and more to the right.
Frelinghuysen has a mixed voting record on abortion, which has resulted in a 0% rating from pro-abortion rights group NARAL. He opposes regulations to limit greenhouse gases, gun control, and gay marriage. Yet Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York considers him an ally because of his support for funding for 9/11 first responders, disaster relief after Sandy, and the Equal Rights Amendment.
So he is an important voice and an important leader in Congress. I'm proud to have him as a friend.
Frelinghuysen hasn't held a town hall meeting since 2013, but he spends a lot of time attending small events at schools, community groups, and veterans organizations. Nicholas Platt grew up around the Frelinghuysens and is a former mayor of Harding Township, the hamlet of estates and gentlemen's farms where they both live.
He's very low-key, and I don't know how he does it, but he will be at every pancake breakfast. He will be every fireman rolling out a new fire truck.
Platt says he's watched every State of the Union speech since Lyndon B. Johnson.
I've never seen Rodney Frelinghuysen on the camera. He just is not someone who likes the limelight.
But now the limelight has found him, and many of his constituents are questioning whether he's too conservative to represent their district. The Cook Political Report downgraded Frelinghuysen's re-election chances next year, and the Democratic Party has added him to the list of Republicans they'll challenge with national money. But Tom Kaine, the former governor, says it would be foolish for voters to turn Frelinghuysen out of office, especially because New Jersey needs him to secure funding for a new train tunnel into New York City.
You'd lose leverage, which I don't know if we ever had it before. I say certainly not in my lifetime. Nobody would be more helpful to the state than Rodney Frelinghuysen in his present position.
That's the difficult choice facing moderates in Frelinghuysen's district, to keep the man who has sway over the federal budget or set their sights on dethroning the Republican majority. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.